This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. I mean, truly be part of the solution. That's what you want to be, isn't it? I think that's what we all want to be. And I'm hoping my listeners are the same way. I hope you really do believe that you need to be part of the solution. It's the only, look, it's the only way we actually win. Right? You get informed, and some people, they don't like when I say this, but, and then you get up in their face with it. I mean, look, at it's a Maxine Waters term, so don't get mad at me, get mad at her. She's the one who always talks about this stuff, like, you have to almost have to become militant. Right? So, do what they do. They must have the right idea. They perceive themselves as always having the right idea. So, let's just do what they do. That way they can't blame you for anything. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Aren't you? I hope you are. All right. Got a lot going on. A lot of stories to talk about. A lot of stories to get behind. As you heard earlier, Joey B. Tested positive for COVID. But listen, seriously, I'm not joking. If you want harm to come to him, if you hope he drops dead, I'm not the guy to listen to then. I don't like the guy either. I don't want him as president. I don't want him hurt. That simple. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want any of these people hurt. It's not the way we should be acting as Christians, as conservatives. I don't want them in power. I don't think they should ever be near any kind of button that can launch a nuclear device. I mean, really? And as I said before, this is getting extremely old in these areas. You need to stick up for these people. We kind of talked about it earlier. Biden said he had cancer. The White House says, no, he doesn't. And I don't know, I don't believe that Joey has cancer now. Right? But I think in his brain, because it's not working right, right? Things aren't kind of connecting properly. This is kind of where his mind's at. You want to hear it yourself? I want to hear him out of his own mouth say it. Take a listen. Oh, he was at home in Massachusetts, I guess.
You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation. But that You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I...
Now, have you ever had something greasy or oily on your window? How often have you simply been able to put your windshield wipers on and get rid of it? Just saying.
And so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
So I'm not making fun of cancer, please. Don't accuse me of that because it's not true. All right, but when you're sitting here thinking about it, why? What is this all about? Right, trying to scare you again with the oil process that goes on to create gasoline, right? The refineries. He wants you to be afraid of that. How come he's not in Pittsburgh talking about the steel mills? What was going on there? I know there's a lot of them that aren't working like they used to, but I mean, I spent some time in Pittsburgh. I spent a couple of summers in Pittsburgh. Let me tell you what. You know, I can see why some of those people died of black lung. I get it. You can see it. You can tell. You can taste it in the air. Right? Yeah, somebody in the chat room, that's true. Joey B is now blaming wars on climate change. I'm sure that's exactly what it's all about. World War I was all about somebody not being able to run an air conditioner, I'm sure. Just nuts. These people are 1,000% in that everything has to do, everything has to do with some kind of fossil fuel, right? Social justice. It's not how you fix stuff. It's not how you make things better because it's wrong. And if people aren't going to put up with it forever, I don't believe they're going to put up with it forever. Right? Or am I barking up the wrong tree? Well, Dave Chappelle did. I wish he wouldn't have. Dave Chappelle came in, caved in, whatever you want to call it. He was a few hours away from performing. In front of a sold-out crowd at the First Avenue in Minneapolis, the event space canceled his show at the last minute. Right? I mean, seriously, this needs to be a lawsuit of epic proportion. Right now, he's one of the nation's most popular comedians. And he's targeted by the radical LGBTQ left. And if you know his story, if you know truly what went on, this is them blowing something out of proportion they should never have done. So the Chappelle Show tonight at First Avenue has been canceled. It's moving to the Varsity Theater. So they moved him to a different theater thinking, what, that was going to make it better? Unreal. I'll tell you more about what they said when we return. Joe Massey, your host. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and
exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back now. Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Joe. 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. Right? Talking about how Chappelle had his venue was canceled him, right? And the answer was to staff, artists in our community, we hear you. We are sorry. We know we must hold ourselves to the highest standards, and we know we must let you. We know we let you down. We are not just a black box with people in it, and we understand the First Ave is not just a room, but meaningful beyond walls. So, this venue decided to give in to the mob, all right, and believe that Dave Chappelle is anti-LGBTQ, which is wrong. It's a lie. Just a flat-out lie. but they don't like them. And that's the only thing that they have. And we don't do it. I don't know why we don't. We should start doing it. We should start making it just as uncomfortable. You know, some of you say to me when I start talking like this, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. All right, stop it. Just stop. It's not even close to what I'm saying here. But the truth does drive out darkness, does it not? Do you not believe that? So you have to push back. You have to make sure that you let them know that you're aware, that you know, yes, you're woke, but in a different way. And they make all this noise, and they do all this screaming. They make it sound like they've got the answer. And they don't. And then you're scared. What are you afraid of? I still don't get it. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5. Yeah, listen, check this out. This goes back a little bit, but this is a young gay man who has bought into the narrative of the Florida Can't Say Gay bill. And this is what happens when you don't. This is why I say to you, don't say anything unless you know what the heck you're talking about. Take a listen.
As an American citizen, I find it truly disgusting that my country goes 40 steps forward just for people like the governor in Florida to take a 30 steps backwards. Don't say gay bill? Are you serious? Don't talk about what I went through and what my fellow gay LGBTQ plus community went through to get me here. Are you serious right now? Is the government sleeping? Why are they letting you do this? Isn't this the free country, the free world, freedom of speech? Don't say gay! That goes against freedom of speech! You cannot sit here and say being gay is not a choice when you're not gay. You don't know that. Now you want to make learning about our history illegal? You are literally making it harder for children to feel comfortable because conservative parents feel like it's not okay. They're not gay. It's not their place to talk about it. Stop being concerned with what other people like. This is disgusting.
I got nothing. I say that because, first of all, I don't know what he's talking about. There is no don't say gay bill. There was a bill, which is now a law. This is sexual orientation shouldn't be talked about in grades K through 3. You really have a problem with that? Then you're the sick one. Seriously. All right? Bill says nothing about whether or not it's a choice to be gay or not. Doesn't say anything about that. Right? I mean, you go down the whole list of stuff. This is misinformation. And it's sad that this person has decided to buy into it and, frankly, honestly, sounds like a nut. I'm not saying they are. They sound like one. Because they're so mad about something that doesn't exist. It's not what it was. It was sold that way, but it sure as heck is not what it was. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. And that's kind of what I tell you guys. When you hang yourself with some of this information, or misinformation, and you can't sell it because it's not true. Right? It's just flat out not true. And then you get caught with, I shouldn't say caught. Then when you find it's not true, somebody points out to you, you've already told it 50 times, and then you got to apologize, right? Let's not do that. As I would say, let's not be them. That would be really cool. I'm so tired of this fight, if you would. You know, it's really interesting. We've had Elvita King on the show before. I plan on having her on the show again. Do you know, and this is their argument, when you talk about the black community and how it's affected by abortion, Planned Parenthood, what have you, now, Zoe's already gone, but he and I joke on a regular basis. I said, boy, you black folks must be exceedingly promiscuous. And, you know, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheek because why is it? Just asking. Right? That 79%. So think about this. 79% of Planned Parenthood surgical abortion facilities are in or very close to minority neighborhoods. Why is that? Now, obviously, for those of you who want to write this down are going to run with it or steal that soundbite, I'm not suggesting at all that the black community is more sexually active. Right? But they make it sound that way. Not the black community, but these people. Why would it be that Planned Parenthood wants these abortion clinics so close or in minority communities? Now, some of you bleeding hearts are going to say, well, because, you know, they really have to understand they can't afford to have a baby. You're not going to bring a baby into the world until you're ready and set. Look at it. I brought kids into the world. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready mentally or financially. But when you have two people who love each other and live together, right, a married couple, a mommy and a daddy, you got two people who care, you make it through those rough times. When you have those kids and you bring them, you've made a commitment to each other. Yeah, commitment, that C word, a terrible word, that seems to have gone away in today's world. You make a commitment to each other. You'll make it work. You'll find a way to get through this stuff. And it is not because black people are more sexually active or whatever. It's because they've drilled into your head, as Sonia says, as Zoe says, they've drilled this into your head that this is the only option for you. You can't possibly afford to have the child. You can't possibly make ends meet with that child. You shouldn't have this kind of pressure on you. Disgusting. Showman Senior Host, be back in a minute.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The January 6th committee is holding its 8th public hearing, the latest in a series laying out the case that the Capitol riot was the result of then-President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the election. The committee said today the hearing will focus on what happened during the 187 minutes between Trump's speech, during which he allegedly encouraged supporters to march to the Capitol, and his tweet encouraging rioters to head home. The hearing is featuring live testimony from two former Trump White House aides, Sarah Matthews and Matthew Pottinger, who both resigned over Trump's actions on the day of the riot.
I will now swear in our witnesses. The witnesses will please stand and raise their right hands.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. Okay? First get informed, then do it up. All right. Always a pleasure to have you with me. As I said, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, you know, on the air and listening. And if you hop onto the chat room, you can go ahead and always, chime in on the conversation. And that's what you need to do, just so you can get somewhat informed. So talking about the Planned Parenthood and how Planned Parenthood negatively impacts the black community. I don't know. You know, they talk about numbers. They talk about statistics. The left. They always talk about how they believe in science, they believe in the numbers, they believe in this stuff, and they don't. There's no way they can. Because like I said, if almost 80% of Planned Parenthood facilities are in minority neighborhoods, do they not understand, do they not know their history of what Planned Parenthood, you guys have heard it a million times here. Right? Planned Parenthood, started by Margaret Sanger, a hater of minorities, especially the black community, wanted them done, eradicated, gone. It never stops. Their mantra never stops. When you look at these numbers, they're disproportionate in big terms. The leading consumer of abortion services is the African-American female. Right, that's according to the Census Bureau. That's not just made-up numbers. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They say the abortion surveillance report, black women made up 15% of the child-bearing population in 2018, yet they obtained 33% of the reported abortions. They have the highest abortion ratio in the country with 335 abortions per 1,000 black lives born. Gee, I wonder, who does black lives actually matter to? Right? According to CDC, states that report abortion by ethnicity show black women disproportionately lead the numbers. For example, in Mississippi, 72% of abortions are obtained by black women. In D.C., 55%. In Michigan, 50%. Alabama, 62%. Many other states, the numbers are similar percentage-wise. Now, a 2012 study released by the Protecting Black Life and Outreach of Life Issues Institute, they used the 2010 census data. They're the ones that figured out almost 80% of these abortion clinics are in black or Hispanic communities. So when you look at this, right, this is a marketing plan. One group did an analysis of Planned Parenthood's placement of 25 new abortion mega centers. They concluded that all the facilities were within walking distance of minority neighborhoods. Why is that? Walking distance. You don't even have to get on a bus. The findings of these studies arguably coincide with historical revelations dating back to the mid-1900s. They believe that one of the most effective ways they could advance their agenda would be to concentrate population control within the targeted communities. You know what that means, right? These aren't just groups that are worried about overpopulation. These are groups that are worried about any kind of population of the black community, and yet we're the racists. The Democrats are the ones fighting for these abortion clinics to be put even closer in, make them easier to get, and 80% of them are in the black communities. Right? I'm sorry, who doesn't like what? Who's racist? Abortion has been used as part of a population control agenda. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg reminded the nation of this in her 2009 New York Times Magazine interview, when she said, frankly, I had thought at the time Roe was decided there was a concern about population growth, particularly growth in the populations that we don't want to have too many of. Wow. That's Ruth. Champion for women. Well, not black women, but champion for women. Think about this. Think about the people they hold in high esteem. Teddy Kennedy, the lion of the Senate. Right? Killed a woman, left her for dead, didn't even think to go back to help her out. Never admitted to it. Didn't want to blow his chances of becoming president. Isn't that amazing? God. And abortion advocates, you know, they claim that since women could legally kill unborn babies beginning in 73, they can't live without it now, right? Women can't be equal without abortion. What is that all about? You're not equal to men? Why? Do we get to kill your babies? Are we allowed to decide you have to have an abortion? No. You've got all the power. Pro-lifer Ryan Bomberger, founder of the Radiance Foundation, says slavery advocates said it the same about slavery. When it comes to freedom in life, Democrats still think the same way. You know, it's an easy break. Here, let me see if I can get this thing to work. Because I'm terrible at this. I already know it. Let's see if we can get his speech done. This is...
Pro-abortion activists decry that abortion has been around for decades. They can't live without it. They can't be equal without it. Gloom and doom without violence in the womb. I guess that should be their new slogan. Pro-slavery politicians thought the exact same thing about slavery. John C. Calhoun, Democratic Senator of South Carolina, once opined, be it good or bad, slavery has grown up with our society and institutions and is so interwoven with them that to destroy it would be to destroy us as a people. That was a Democrat Party then. They still don't see human beings as created equal now. Some things never change. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order to heavily push DIY back alley chemical abortions and pretend that abortion is health care. Look, if abortion is health care, then slavery was job care. Biden, who once said that Roe went too far, now absurdly claims that overturning Roe takes us back 150 years. No, it didn't take us back 150 years. It takes us back to 1972, when abortion was illegal in the majority of states. But the Democratic Party wants to codify dehumanization with laws that are far more radical than Roe ever was. Slavery 2.0, anyone?
Not Joe Messina. Right? These are people that are in it every single day. People that are having to deal with this every single day. And I'm sorry, but here's a black man speaking to the issue. You know, because we're told on a regular basis, if you don't have a uterus, you can't speak to these things. If you're not the right color, you can't speak to the plight of the black community. Because apparently they're not human. Right? Some of these issues are human issues. And yet, you can't speak to them. You can't speak on behalf of them. Because you're not black, you're not a woman, you don't claim to be, I mean, that's the other thing. I love it. All of a sudden, their mantra is, if you don't have a uterus, you can't speak against abortion. I'm going, well, gee, doesn't that really pull you out of the inclusion area? Transgender women don't have uteruses. Right? It never stops. I'm sorry. You can't help but have fun with it. It never stops. California's, they do this all the time, and then they hide. They don't say anything. There was a murderer here in California who was released 6 years into a 50-year term. 50-year sentence. They released them. And then they had to arrest him again on gun charges. Right? Gun, DUI, and he's a wonderful member of the community. They let him go. Not the second time, not yet. He was a gang member most of his life, convicted murderer who got out of prison decades early with help from, you know, that guy George Gascon that everybody's screaming about, the DA? A real jackwagon? Facing felony charges the days after he got out of court. But Gascon's right, you know? I mean, heck, you know, you want to give people a second, third, and fourth chance to rob, kill, and steal, for sure. Andrew Ketcher was released in November after Deputy District Attorney Elisa Blair, close Gascon ally, declined to present evidence at the hearing to determine whether he should remain in custody. Isn't that nice of her? Back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. A reputed gang member, as I was talking about earlier, you know, the California, the DAs, well, we got rid of one, hopefully we get rid of the second. The DAs, like, you know, Gascon, gotta go. They're just ruining some of these major cities. And the California murderer, this is a common occurrence, was released 6 years into a 50-year sentence. He was arrested again on DUI and gun charges after a high-speed chase. I guess he changed his ways. That's why they wanted him out. Just amazing. Now, Andrew Ketchum was released in November after Deputy District Attorney Elisa Blair, I've read this already, she refuted that she's a buddy of Gascon's in Los Angeles County. She declined to present evidence at a hearing to determine whether he should remain in custody. She had the evidence. She wouldn't bring it in. Right? So then he was released early.
Now, this is kind of funny because again, it's like if you go to the one that just happened in New York in the bodega. Right? The prosecutor drops the charges on that bodega worker. Now they got everybody screaming at the New York lawmakers. They're blasted for their silence. Right? They had to drop the charge. Look, this guy was defending himself. And they want to put him in jail. Now you got a guy here that in California that should have spent another 44 years in jail. And the DA himself, herself in this case, would not bring the evidence forward to prove that he should stay in. They had it. It's that simple. The New York mayor in this case, Eric Adams, he celebrated the reversal. Right? He said that this fellow should have never been charged with anything, should have never been arrested, should have never been thrown in jail. He was defending himself, his store, his property. However, the legislators in Newark have kept their mouths shut, not a word. Charles Schumer, Kirsten Gillibrand, they represent New York. Not a word about this. Jerry Nadler, not a word. I mean, Jerry didn't speak up and say anything in this. They're going to say, well, it's because it's a state issue. It's not. No. No, no, no. The feds have got laws and rules around murder, assault, those kind of things. The feds get involved in everything else a state's doing when they don't like it. They couldn't open up their mouths about this. They couldn't say a word about this. Where was AOC in all this? Where were any of the New York State or local politicians? Not a word. Nothing. Not a tweet. Nothing. Not a gee. I'm really sorry to see what's going on there. I hope the DA does the right thing. I think this person should be. I mean, anything along those lines. Not a word. Because they don't care. They want people to be afraid to protect themselves. They want people not to want to carry guns or weapons or take care, you know, protect themselves, their families, their stores. They want to be in total. They want you to totally depend on them for everything going on in your life. Because if you depend on the government, you better vote the right people in or they won't take care of you anymore. Ridiculous. Just totally ridiculous. And yet the fellow in California, which started the story off, right, in jail for murder and many other things, for 50 years, was let out in 6 because the DA wouldn't present the information that would have kept him in longer. They had it, they wouldn't present it. Right? Then, after he gets out, right at it again, doesn't even take a break. He gets caught up in a chase. He ditched his firearm. He faces 11 charges. And let's see what the DA will do with this one. Right? Back in 2015, when he was 17, he gunned down Louis Amella, 41, outside his Sky Burger restaurant. He was robbing him, and he wasn't giving his money fast enough, I guess. He said he'd never been back out in the streets. It's just amazing. And now, because of Gascon, these families are never warned when these guys are going to be put back out. So these guys can go after the family without a problem. Just amazing. Gascon needs to go. He's a terrible man. He's got no integrity whatsoever. And he just wants to see the chaos. For him, it's just the chaos. All right, let's see what else we got here. Oh, yeah, the GOP. They did it again. I agree with what they're doing, but they're shooting themselves in the foot the way they're doing it. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives, they created their own little task force on poverty. Right? They want to see what opportunities are available, what kind of upward mobility is available to those, you know, that are having trouble in the lower socioeconomic rung. They want to explore alternatives so they can reduce poverty. You know, we were on the track to get rid of, I won't say get rid of poverty, I don't mean that, to make a major dent in it in the 60s, right? And then LBJ came along. When the Democrats started fighting poverty, you knew there was going to be a lot of money going into their pockets and not those who actually needed it. And that's what happened. In a 35-page report released by the GOP, lawmakers suggest the government should dollars should be spent on programs that actually help, not those intended to help. And, you know, I've said for years on the show, they should go back, these laws should automatically sunset every 5 years. They should have to go back and look at them and see that they're actually making the change they were supposed to make. Right? So anyway, you know, give state and local governments more control, flexibility over incentives. Let them evaluate the programs to make the funding decisions. Guys in D.C. cannot make funding decisions for people in Los Angeles or wherever. When parents have a choice where to send their kids, this is the head of CURE, the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, Star Parker. When parents have a choice, she said, to send their kids to school, their children perform better in reading, math, and tests. According to their meta-analysis of 19 gold standard experimental evaluations of test scores, right, this is between private schools and programs that parents can choose from. The scores, do I have to tell you, really? The average private school choice increases reading scores of choice users by about, I don't know, 0.27 standard. I don't understand some of this stuff, but it'll make sense when we get through it. 0.27 standard deviations in their math scores by 0.17 standard deviations. These are big numbers. Basically what it means is these are high-end achievement gains for these people. This is just several months into it. Starr goes on to say that when a black mother whose child is trapped in a failing urban public school, you don't need research to inform her that this is a good idea to give control back to her, back to the locals about her child, so she can pull him out of that failing school and put him in a school where the kid will actually learn something. I'm a big believer in that. I think that things like the voucher systems or what have you work because it forces you now to be productive. It now forces you, whether it's the teacher, the school district, whatever, to be productive, to do the right thing, to make sure your teachers make sure the kids are learning what they're supposed to be learning. Not the social justice garbage that you've seen come down in a lot of these classes, right? Just amazing to me. And they can't read this stuff. They can't look at the numbers and understand this stuff for real? Anyway, it's amazing. And you want to come back to California? See, these stories out of California are the best. Because you have to scratch your head. Another story about Los Angeles DA George Gascon. A California trans child molester, Hannah Tubbs, gloats over the light sentence in a jailhouse phone call. Right? And joked about the fact that he or she got them to believe that she was transgender and put her in a different jail cell, put her in a different place. Right, one recording, he says, I'm going to plead guilty. They're going to stick me on probation. It's going to be dropped. It's going to be done. I won't have to register. I won't have to do anything. They know this. The criminals know how Gascon's going to work. And they wonder why crime is out of control. Sheriff hasn't given up. He's been beating his brains out to try to keep the city safe. But they won't give him the money, and they're trying to take the authority away from him. Look, if they don't have chaos, if the Dems can't depend on chaos, they can't depend on anything. They lose power, they lose control, they're not going to have that. They don't care whether it costs you your life or not. They're not going to have it. Joe Bassini, your host, when we come back, Hunter Biden may be facing federal charges. I just wouldn't even know what to do myself if that actually happened. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
MLS number 60134.